Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to yet another episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. I'm so excited to join you today, and I would love to welcome, if it is your first time, to catch me live now here on YouTube or on the replay. Welcome, welcome into my community. I am Sandrine. I am the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a non-for-profit here to help you and all humans remember the truth of their sovereign multidimensionality. So we are here to create a movement of accelerated evolution so we can step into the new golden age with greater ease, so everyone on the planet can know peace, can know freedom, can know harmony and abundance. This non-for-profit, the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, is actually anchored on planet Earth as a non-for-profit, as I have mentioned, but although it is also a structure in the quantum that I channel from. So the transmission that I share here on YouTube, as well as in my sacred container of the Dragon Warrior Codex, we just started, and Iria, my school of channeling, which is a 1 year long container that you can join at any time, actually. So we are here always channeling messages from my High Council of Light, which sits within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. So I work as a channel. So it means that I open myself to receiving information that comes from very high level of frequencies. And I have learned to master this art over the years, because you might not know this, but I was born with these abilities. So people would say I was born gifted, but to me, it doesn't really make sense in a way, because everyone is born gifted. Some people are born gifted. They are naturally really emotionally intelligent. Some people are naturally good at art, at music, at sport. I was naturally good at connecting with alternate realities, with parallel lives, with non-physical beings. So since I was a little girl, I would chat with this quantum realm, if you want, effortlessly. And to be honest, I thought that everyone also did that. It took me years to realize that, oh, actually, no, it's probably just me. My mom took me to see many mediums, many spiritual people, because she was a very, very spiritual woman. And it really helped me to stay connected to that reality. But I closed my abilities off as a young child, and I continue praying my angels, praying God to please close my third eye, please close my crown chakra, because it was unbearable. I did not know how to handle the messages that I was receiving, but mostly how to handle the not very nice frequencies out there. I don't know if you know this, but I used to live in the countryside. So I have moved like houses more than anyone I know. I've moved houses all my life. I've never lived anywhere more than 7 years. And these 7 years were spent there. In Belgium, in the countryside, we had this very big farm. We had no animals as such. It was like one of these old farms, you know, with all the buildings square with this central courtyard. It was so beautiful. And it was very haunted. And the locals knew it. There's all of these stories about people committing suicide in an old well, and people who live there always had some weird illnesses and all sorts of problems. So when Mom moved here and started hearing about that, she called someone like a geobiologist. I have not met anyone here who does this work in New Zealand, but basically this person worked energetically with the location to be able to correct imbalances. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. What's going on there? So this person really helped into stabilizing the energy. So me and my family did not get sick as such, but still what no one perceived, I did. And in the basement, which was like, there was this kind of like portal going into the underworld. And there were so many lost souls that would come out at night and I would feel them gather and around my bed, and they're literally, they were placing their hands and they were trying to suck my energy away, and they were doing it, and I was calling in my angels and my angels would come, but that like it would never really kind of completely heal or remove these entities. So I really never understood what was going on. It's taken me years. I'm not going to go into too many details, but I'm sharing this with you because now we live in a world where it is much easier for us to reopen our psychic abilities, our channeling abilities, and the gifts that a lot of us have buried. Because this story that I'm sharing, I have remembered it over time as I have done many quantum healing hypnosis, and I've gone myself to work a lot with my inner child, to work with a lot of quantum energetics and dynamics. So now I can perceive myself a lot more clearly, but it's taken years to unravel what was really present. So now that I have chosen consciously to reopen my psychic abilities, it has gone very fast. And I have done that for a very long time because the first portion of my life was spent closing down all connections. And things got a little bit better upon that. I was suffering from violent headaches and migraines all during my teenage years. And it wasn't explained until I understood that it's because I closed off my crown chakra and my third eye. I closed myself off a lot. So of course, you know, this created physical imbalances. So I want you to really take a moment to realize that you might be way more intuitive, way more psychic than you think you are, but it's just that you have never learned and that a lot of the things were happening when you were little. But because most likely you grew up in a world like me where we don't learn about this, there was no school of channeling like Iria back then, you know? So pretty much like what we don't cultivate, what we don't nourish, what we don't water eventually dies off and like really pushed away in the distance, but it's not completely dead or separated any longer. It's just like dormant. So like my gifts and abilities were dormant. During my teenage years and young adult life, every now and then I would have these crazy ass experiences with non-physical realities, and oh my goodness, they shook me to my core. And it was always these reminders, Sandrine, you are born to become a master in the quantum, to become a master channeler, trans channel, and everything. This is what I have been developing over the years. A lot of people ask me what were the pivotal points. And today I want to share more about this with you because I want you to realize that it is, to me, the way I perceive spiritual evolution. Sorry, my dog is a bit excited. He really wants to go for a walk, but it is not time yet. So he's just barking at all the noise. I'm actually going to close the door. 2 minutes. So what has happened is that it's not so much there was like one moment that changed everything. It's just like a series of moments, a buildup of momentum. And a lot of us don't realize this, but when we are living our everyday lives, what happens is that we collect information and we give information. So basically, like we live, we learn, and like our database of information, which could be called codes if you want, everything amplifies. And as this amplifies, it creates this bigger and bigger balloon of information or memories. And when this comes to kind of being full, like completion, we could say like it's like pouring water in a glass, you know, when the glass is full, then it overflows. And when we have this feeling of overflow, when we have this balloon of information completely full, before, it means that all of a sudden we have the awakening. We remember, we have gifts coming back to life. We have a manifestation landing in our field. So to me, when I look back at my past, it is, yes, I can remember some specific moments, very important ones. But these moments were only the culmination of things that happened before and that allowed me to be at that moment open to connecting with certain realities, to re-access some memories about myself. For example, when I first received quantum healing hypnosis sessions, I went back to when I was a young child and I could see the ghosts around me, the demons, the entities. I could see all the darkness, but I also worked with a connection with my father and with my mother. And oh my goodness, what I perceived back then as a little girl was wild. I could literally see their energy field interacting and their energy field come and they would basically, like us children, we would suck their energy to help our parents try, you know, to live more in harmony, basically. But it was only like one layer of the onion. So as we peel the layer off, we can more and more discover things about ourselves, gifts, memories that are bringing back more of the remembrance of who we are. So as I did that, and as I continued doing that, what I, for example, received only nearly a year ago was that also I was visited by spaceships in that house in the countryside. Spaceship would come and it would stabilize itself around this central courtyard. It's very interesting because my youngest sister used to suffer from sleepwalking, and it was actually quite bad because the sleepwalking would make her like stand up from bed, you know, like walking like super creepy in the house. That's what my mom told us in the morning. And for example, she would take scissors and she would be like, I want to cut things. Or my mom found her in the garden. My mom found her going towards the street, and we had a big street with big trucks, you know, like passing by. So she was doing all of this like crazy sleepwalking. My mom had to lock everything and make sure that we were safe inside. And I always wonder what was going on there. So she also obviously was connected to non-physical realities, to maybe ghosts and entities, but also to this alien spaceship coming. So what I received last year, and I could feel it and see it, and everything was happening in my body. I was receiving that under self-hypnosis this time. I would wake up and I would open the front door and I would just go into this beam of light and I would go on the ship, and yeah, I would just be so freaking happy. I would hug my friends, Arcturians, and they would work on me, but they would teach me. And mostly, you know what they did? And I feel emotional when I said that. Mostly they were just like, it's okay, Sandrine, you're going to make it. You know, like, you're going to make it. We know it's hard, but you're freaking amazing, because childhood was really challenging, you know, like we had beautiful moments, and I'm not resentful towards my parents or anyone, but it was really, really not nice. I really, you know, experienced a lot of suffering when I was a young child. Nothing physical, no such thing as abuse, but you know, the other thing that I don't want to go into. So basically what my friends, you know, my Arcturians friends on this spaceship, and they were accompanied by other beings from other species as well. They were just there like motivating me, reminding me of my essence, reminding me of my purpose. So as I was going back into my body, because what did come out? It was not my physical body. My physical body was in sleep paralysis. It was my etherical body. It was going out, opening the door, going on the spaceship, receiving all of that and coming back in my body. Okay. So all of that was done because I needed so much support. So on one hand, sometimes I would have like these very intense experiences with demons and entities trying to remove all of this technology that I have inside of me, light technology, and also to try to suck my soul away, to basically diminish the life force energy within me. And on the other hand, I had my, you know, my alien friends, the Arcturian friends and other friends coming from the stars, coming to say like, okay, let's bring the energy back up. Let's work with the body. Let's work all of that. So you see, like I was just, it was really intense. So all of these things on top was happening in physical life. Phew. And I'm sharing this with you because a lot of humans are going to remember about that. So if you're watching here live or on the replay, I would love to invite you to maybe type in the comment, maybe share with me if you have experience, if you remember certain things that happened in your childhood. And we are sharing all of this today on this live, which is of course purely channeled, because stories of my life are here to be shared with the world as keys of remembrance for other people. So all the work that I do it, of course, for myself, let's be honest, because I just want to know myself more. I just want to live simply as a human being who is more kind, more gentle, more peaceful, more harmonious, but also more powerful, more courageous. But I also do this because I truly, deeply believe in my heart and soul that all of us are channels, all of us are psychic, all of us have the ability to connect with non-physical life form. And we are seeing that happening a lot in humanity. We are seeing people being interested about like old souls, past life, star seeds, about consciousness, what's happening with the mind, even like neuroscience, like, oh my God, like what's happening with neuroscience, very exciting, about, you know, like the heart, like all the neurons we have in the heart as the most powerful quantum technology that we have present in this current incarnation. So we are heading into the most exciting timeline we can dream of. And I want to share my excitement with you because as we step into these timelines, all of this is going to be more and more normalized. It will be so normalized to talk about alternate realities, about ETs, about our star family, about our past lives, about intergenerational trauma and how to heal it through alchemical transmutation. All of this is part of the freedom template. It is being free to communicate. So the freedom of the communication level that we have with our multidimensionality under understanding who we are beyond this physical body, it is going to allow us to release the connection to the lower realms, to the low 3D matrix system of enslavement. So it is going to release our attachment. Literally, it is like this conditioning that we have to live in suffering, thinking that suffering is bound to humanity for the rest of time. No, suffering was present in humanity. And of course it is present in humanity. Let's be honest. Yeah, there's suffering everywhere. You know, it's horrendous what's going on in certain places of the world for certain communities. But we are going to learn and we are learning now to transcend that. We are going not only to transcend that by ignoring that, forgetting that, by passing that, but by opening up our angelic wings to say, okay, all of these traumas, all of these suffering, all of these conflicts and all of these horrendous things that have happened in humanity that are still happening, everything is coming to be healed and alchemized through the heart portal so we can move together to experience the new earth. So we are here, me and my High Council of Night, working from within the sacred temple of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. We are here to help you remember who you are, Because when you remember who you are, you will know yourself so deeply that it will be much easier for you to navigate your life. So your human life is lighter. It is not so much like carrying all the things all the time, like, you know, lack of time, lack of energy, lack of wealth, lack of health. It is not so much about carrying all of that, rather than feeling that it brought us to where we are now, so we can therefore release it and step into a new timeline where we can consciously co-create with our multidimensionality. This multidimensionality is literally being able to channel our heart, living from the heart. So when we live from the heart, when we learn how to listen to our heart, we can perceive that the heart is a 12-dimensional portal. The heart connects to so many realities at once. And once we connect like this, we can learn to channel, remember our psychic abilities and so many gifts that we had, but that we have forgotten to use. So we are sharing stories about my life and also stories about people that we have worked with, because they act as keys, because what we share will resonate with you. It's like, oh, you know, like it makes me think of that happened in my life, maybe a year ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 60 years ago, who knows? It's like all of this information is present and you can tap into this information. So the more you open up the onion, you peel the layers off, the more you can find a crystalline core, who you are. The Oversoul network therefore projects a lot of its energy within your body. You become more crystalline, and it can be clearly perceived through your physical appearance. So many people have commented in the last few months over my physical appearance that seemed to have changed quite a bit. I'm the one, you know, going through these changes, so I witness it, but I'm not so like whoa, that's happening very fast and it's a lot. But I had recently a friend say, like, you know, I've been, you know, following your work and, you know, been friends for a while, but I just wanted to say this to you. I hope you don't mind, but your eyes have really changed. There is something, like something different that is shining through your eyes that are like so much more crystalline. It's like you are seeing beyond me, but beyond worlds and so on. I was like, oh, this is so nice. Yes, because this is how I feel. But also my physical body has undergone and still undergoing a lot of physical changes. So as we learn to remember who we are, who we were, and as we learn how to co-create with our channel, with our multidimensional heart, we can therefore start perceiving the shifts that are happening on a physical level. Because the age of Aquarius that we are now fully anchored into is the age of information and technology. So to me, it is really going to allow us to perceive the interconnectedness of our molecular structures, of everything that is present within ourselves, you know, on a subatomic level, all the way to the quantum field within our atom, to perceive that as the macrocosmic quantum, as things that are outside of ourselves. It is going to be so much easier for people to see that, to feel that, to understand that on a conscious level. So we can literally direct frequencies and energies the way we were made to do it. Because the way I direct frequency and energy, the way I use it is going to be different from someone else, because I have a different blueprint. So some people are going to use crystals, some people are going to use more like a plant, some people are going to use plant medicine, some people are going to use yoga, chanting and so on. But all of us, we are going to really remember the unique tools that we have, the unique way that we channel, so we can harness that and foster that and use that more to see what happens, the changes that happen within us and the changes that happen around us. Because it's not only our physical body that is changing. It is also our external reality. And I don't really talk much about manifestation, but it is very much this process of realizing that when we can remember our gift, you know, our unique soul blueprint and co-create with it, then we can witness this frequency literally coming from within and radiating outside. And as we stabilize into that energy, this energy comes out and it literally directs the quantum field. So our frequency that are rising needs to be stabilized there to shine this vibration outward from within, and therefore this vibration can bring back similar experiences of similar vibration, because that is law. That is the principle of quantum resonance, which also some people talk about the law of attraction. So it is also the law that is spoken as above, so below, as within, so without. So the stories that I have shared to start with, why did I share that with you? Because stories of your childhood, of you naturally going into your own art. For some children, it was like really dancing. And a lot of us, we had a multitude of self-expression, right? But it can be dancing, can be singing, it can be naturally channeling, it can be drawing, it can be anything really, any form of self-expression. When we can remember this form of self-expression now, it is something like clicks, something opens up, and some of the codexes, some of the codes, the memories, the gifts present within us, therefore have the capacity to blossom again, to open up again. And now that we are a conscious, mature adult, we can see all of this blossoming and say, oh, great, what should I do with it? So this is why learning to heal past wounds, trauma, co-create with the inner child, learning how to channel, perceiving multidimensional connection from the heart is so important to move into future timelines, into a future life that has more abundance in it, that has more freedom, more love, more connection. When we know how to navigate timelines of the past and the future, and who we are through a vertical axis. It is literally vertical axis and horizontal axis. When we know how to be within this multidimensional network, then it means that we become this extremely powerful force, this highly conscious human being that can activate what is already present at the highest and then stabilize there. Because I see so many of you guys maybe watching now or on the replay, so many of my students and clients oscillating, so many people out there, you know, like one day it's up, one day it's down, and people think it's like normal. So here we want to be precise. Everything is an energy, but having massive ups and downs, like dark night of the soul, that really like prevents you from living in alignment with the truth of your divinity, that no, like we need to learn to stabilize into a certain frequency. So therefore, kind of like the ups and downs are not ups and downs any longer. They are expansion, stabilization, and not a low. So it's like expansion, stabilization. So that is accelerated evolution. I have also heard people say like, oh, like all of these people who talk about accelerated evolution, this is really toxic, this is really negative, this is very bad, and so on. Like, no, because they actually don't know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about when I talk about accelerated evolution. I experience it, and I'm here to support people through that. When we understand the blueprint of accelerated evolution, we understand that it is the best way to live, because it is literally knowing the self and saying yes to remembering who we are, and that this being that we are here and now is not broken, it is not damaged, it is not small, it is not ridiculous, it is not separated from God. On the opposite, this being that you are, this being that I am now, is powerful beyond measure. We live in the one unified field already. We are enlightened already. We are masters of the light already. It is only that our human incarnation needs to align to that. So that is accelerated evolution. Accelerated evolution is entering the portal of knowing yourself and saying yes to increasing your frequencies to vibrate at the highest level that is currently present for this human incarnation, to stabilize there and to say, what else, what else, what else? Because we are multidimensional, we are infinite, eternal, immortal. So how can we possibly choose to resist evolution, to resist getting to know ourselves, to resist saying yes to amplifying our vortex of service, of love, of devotion? So the problems are created by the resistance to accelerated evolution, for goodness sake, not by embracing it. Embracing accelerated evolution doesn't mean to be a high achiever, doesn't mean to be bypassing anything. It means going so deep, so profoundly in our humanity, in this life here, with the access to our verticality, to our horizontality, that we become this magnificent integrated being here to embody what we came here to be, what we came here to do. This is what me, my High Council of Light, working within the sacred temple of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, are all about. We are not about frying our nervous system down, bypassing emotion. No, we work with the body. We work with this incarnation. You know, like if you have been following me for a while, and if you are part of the Dragon Warrior Codex or Iria, my school of channeling, or any of my online digital products, thank you for being part of my community. If you're there, you know that I continuously repeat and remind you to be very present in this life, to connect with your loved ones, to do the human things, you know, living from your heart with detachment, because this is what it's all about. We did not come to Earth to escape it through, you know, trying to just be always there. No, we came to Earth to freaking have a good life. We just want to have a good life. And to have a good life means to live on purpose. This is the difference between light workers and mission souls. Light workers are here to vibrate at a very high level of frequency and emanate this light around them. They can do whatever they want with their lives. They are just doing it. Okay? So the difference with mission soul is that mission soul, they know very well that we are born for a purpose. So they will be on purpose. And until they are working on purpose, they will feel frustrated. They will feel frustrated in what they're doing in their everyday lives. So if you know that you were born for a reason, to serve the new earth, the new golden age, to bring more light on this planet, but to also activate your mission at a higher level, it means that you're a mission soul. And you will only find satisfaction, pleasure, expansion, and growth when you live on purpose. So if that's the case, I would love to invite you to continue watching things that we share, because we talk a lot about these subjects. Remember, by the way, that you can still join the Dragon Warrior Codex. It has started, but it's still available for another week. We had a freaking amazing first session where we went into the quantum and we created a beautiful connection with gigantic dragon egg, and then we met the dragon and so many things happened, like people were blown away, you know. And so within this Dragon Warrior Codex, which is a 6-week accelerator journey to amplify your leadership and be more on mission, more on purpose, in that it is literally for the people who know that they are here to join forces to create a tidal wave of accelerated change, so we can activate this new earth that we've been talking about for a long time now, so we can see it happening in our lives. So if you are interested in joining the Dragon Warrior Codex, simply send me an email. I will be so happy to send you more details. You can also visit my website, sandrines.com. It is present there. Now, going back to remembering your gift, remembering what was already alive in you when you were a child. When you do that, it is so much easier for you to feel that in your body, to reconnect. So I would love to invite you after receiving this transmission today to take a moment to remember about your inner child. What did your inner child enjoy doing? What did your inner child struggle with? Because often these things might be interwoven. And choose to practice things daily that are going to reconnect you to this aspect of yourself. So, for example, if you loved drawing, draw more and allow yourself to drift off, because a lot of people who draw, who write, who paint, even who practice sport, they channel as they do. It becomes this kind of like meditation practice. And during this meditation practice, your mind, your human mind, the mind that I talk about here, like the convoluted mind becomes still or more still, you know, like not perfectly still, but more still. And as this convoluted mind brings more stillness in, it is easier for you to channel what's present. So as you draw, as you paint, as you chant, as you practice sport, just do it in silence. Do it in silence and just be with yourself, be with your body. And for me, when I do these kind of things, which I also enjoy doing, is that allow my thoughts to be very light, but I don't try to stop them. So I see them as cloud passing in the sky. So like a thought here and then a thought there. And then I see them clearing like cloud in the sky. And then all of a sudden I have these bigger chunks of information that come and like, ooh, nowadays we call them downloads. Even a few years back, we would have said, oh, I had this great idea, but no, because we want to be spiritual people, we say download, right? I'm just joking here, but it's literally the vocabulary that we use now. So you can receive downloads. You can receive big aha moments about your life. You might be able to profit things. And that only comes from embracing something that already gave you pleasure, relaxation as you were a child, you know, like, when we are children, we do these things naturally because it is pleasurable, it is enjoyable, and also because we are allowed to. Not like an adult who draws, who paints, who's just like, look at the sky without saying anything. It's like, oh, it's just a waste of time. Nothing is a waste of time if you connect to your heart. Nothing is a waste of time if you connect to yourself, if you channel your heart, and if you channel your high council of light. So I would love to invite you to connect to these practices that you enjoy doing as a child and to play with that now in silence and to see what happens, to see how you feel in your body, how's your nervous system. Chances are that it's going to help you be more relaxed. When you're more relaxed, the coil of your DNA opens up. When the coil of your DNA opens up, you give your cells the possibility, the capacity to self-regenerate, to heal, but also you give permission to your crystalline divine genome present within you to emit information, to share what is present there. So you can go deeper into remembering who you are. This is the magical quantum geekery that I love talking about. So I talk about that in the Dragon Warrior Codex, but you know what? We're going to go so deep in Iria, my school of channeling, because in Iria school of channeling, we are now entering this magnificent module of quantum healing. And it is like nothing that you have heard of, because this is absolutely next level. I'm going to share quantum technologies that I have never shared with anyone, but that I have been using for over a decade now. And I have learned to master this art. And it's like this technology can literally scan the entire field, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, as well as inner child, past life, ancestors, timeline, and alternate realities and parallelized, and creates this gigantic web of connection through the quantum field, and we receive information through this web. So we can navigate wherever we want, and then we use other technology to extract it when it's of density. So everything is extracted. And if you ever had a one-on-one session with me, you know how freaking powerful that is. Because it takes a little bit of time, and it's not much, you know, like some people, they work on releasing traumas for years. This time I talk about like 10 minutes, literally. And this is extracted. And this is extracted from the point of creation of this dynamic through multidimensional time and space reality. So all alternate realities, all parallel lives, all the way to this day. We work with ancestral timelines, past life and inner child. And that's only one of the aspects that we're going to go into during this codex of quantum healing as part of Iria School of Channeling. We are also going to go into healing very big important past lives in ancient civilizations or in very important crucial lives in our past. We're going to go very deep into understanding as well how to heal our connection with humanity, our connection with the earth, this friction that a lot of us have with helping humanity as a whole, because so many people of they are not bad, not good people. They are bad people. So all of this codex is going to literally work on so many aspects of ourselves that it is going to work on the submolecular level. I'm going to take people inside the freaking atom to work in the quantum field. And we do that with dragons. So people who are in Iria School of Channeling have received the Dragon Warrior Codex, so they know how to do that, right? So we'll go deep into the cells as dragons to recalibrate the cells. And I've done it a lot on myself with tremendous results. So these are like the aspect of working on a quantum microcosmic level. Then we also gonna work on a macrocosmic level, you know, learn how to co-create with our High Council of Light. So for some of my students, they have in the High Council of Light, they would have Mother Mary, they would have Jesus, they could also have Arcturians, that some of them could also have reptilians, benevolent reptilians. So many students in my Iria School of Channeling have big Council of Light, you know, because mission souls have Council of Light. Not everyone has Council of Light. This is highly organized collective that co-creates with one soul. So in my school, Iria School of Channeling, I'm there to help my students co-create with a High Council of Light at such an advanced level that they can bring their own unique body of work, their own way of channeling, of sharing their healing energy, their gifts with humanity. And so we're going to co-create with our High Council. So it's like, oh, how do I play with my Arcturian frequency, with my Pleiadian friend, with these dragon friends? Some have also white lions or eagles or ancestors present. So it's just so freaking phenomenal. Remember that Iria, my school of channeling, is open all year round. Sometimes we close the door just for a few months, just to preserve the integrity of a module until the doors reopen. But it is never for long. So you can pretty much join at any time because you receive the pre-work, like watching the Dragon Warrior Codex on replay, for example, which is epic, epic pre-work. So when you join this school, you receive all of this and so much more. There is the first module on sovereignty, now we're in the module of quantum healing. The following module will be all about star races, and it is so much fun. It is an amazing collective. So if you are interested in becoming an extraordinary channel of light, in channeling with precision, not only for yourself, but to serve others, I would love to invite you to apply for this school, because it is per application only, because we need to make sure that this curriculum is deeply aligned to your soul right now. So again, simply send me an email. You can also find more information about Iria School of Channeling on my website, sandrines.com. You can read all about that. There is also a button that you click to send the application form that I then read. And then depending on how we feel about the application, then we might or might not have a chat afterwards. So We are here to experience miracles, and it is happening already. I would love to invite you to continue tuning inside of yourself to discover more who you are and to continue growing into the magnificent human that you already are. I thank you very much for watching, and I hope to see you again next time here on YouTube, same day, same time, or also on Instagram as I go live there very often, just spontaneously. Lots of love and see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.